about this district intelligence? What was that?
Well, it pity my father's not here. As far as I know, they knew when ammunition trains were coming through. Yeah. They knew when troop trains were coming through. They were arranging them. Well, I mean, that wasn't necessary. That wasn't needed outside. It was a secret because they were going through all night. A lot of troop trains. A lot of them used to go right up north. Now, what did they call that one that goes up to the... Not the Dreadnought.
Scapa Flow.
They were going up to... Yes, there was a train that went right through and up there, taking sailors backwards and forwards. And, of course, there were ammunition trains, and everybody had to know on the railway about those because they were dangerous. But nobody outside the railway should know because, of course, it would have been dangerous. I mean, there's walls have ears.
You remember that phrase, do you?
I remember walls have ears.
How did they pass that on? Because, I mean, you were knowledgeable about a lot of things.
Yes.
What did it mean to you? Were you conscious of having to keep things quiet?
Yes, I think so. I think everybody had, because there were posters all over, walls have ears, or more dramatic things, you know, somebody being killed, did you speak? You know, and everybody was very conscious of it, and people say, I think we had to be. And there's always the stories, of course, of the paratroops coming down, you know, if this was after Dunkirk. You know, they might be dressed as nuns, might the Germans.
And you believe that?
Yes. We were only young and we were frightened. There were big roadblocks built on main roads, big places as big as this, and then a gap and then halfway, like on Borough Bridge Road, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The buses used to have to come round.
Yeah, concrete pillboxes.
No, they were brick. They were brick. They could ask you for an identity card. They very rarely did.